In the groove with Phil England. Classic hits and great memories.
Spirit of the Islands, Islands FM.
And welcome along to this evening's In the Groove. It's a special In the Groove as we have the Carpenters at Christmas.
Home with festive music. Oh, turn us on. We've got all your festive favourites this holiday season on
In the Groove.
Like home for the holidays, for no matter how far away you roam, when you long for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't be home, sweet home.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic, Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't be home, sweet home.
Child, child, child. king to the people everywhere. Listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere.
The Carpenters and Christmas Work is the same thing that made through the years Como and Christmas Work and Crosby and Christmas Work. We kind of appeal to middle America. We are people want to invite into their homes. And of course, Bing and Perry and Karen just have the type of voice, and Andy Williams too, that is warm and conversational and makes sound as if it's singing to one person in particular, and happens to work well all year round, but especially well at Christmas.
Soon you'll hear the bells ring, time for dreams to come true, as the world wakes to bring Merry Christmas to you.
One of the records that I loved growing up was the Spike Jonze Christmas album, Christmas Spectacular. And this featured a number of straight tracks, actually, with some great choral singing arranged by Judd Conlon. The album featured a number of medleys, and one of them was Winter Wonderland, Silver Bells, and White Christmas. Karen and I, along with the musical arranger Billy May, did our own version in 1977. And it was presented on The Carpenters at Christmas.
Oh, do the job while you're in town. Later on.
Vocal arranger and composer Ray Charles, known as the other Ray Charles, was working with his longtime colleague Perry Como on a 1964 Christmas special in Italy. He discovered a beautiful song written by Domenico Bartolucci and added an English lyric. The result was Christ is Born, and it's one of Karen's finest performances. We're joined here by the a cappella choir from our alma mater, California State University at Long Beach.
Hear him crying. It's Christmas time and time for a carol. Time to sing about the little king. To fill the bowl and roll out the barrel. Have ourselves a fling. We greet a friend or welcome a stranger. Let him sing or cheer him on his way. And celebrate the child in a manger born on Christmas Day. Good cheer for you and for me, with pleasure and glee to share. Oh, we're so happy to be together on Yuletide Square. It looks like snow and falls like snow. Take a moment, take a look about and say as snowflakes fall, Merry Christmas to one and all. Sleep well.
Christmas song of all time is appropriately known as the Christmas Song. It was written by Mel Torme with a lyric by Bob Wells. Nat King Cole first recorded it in 1946, and Karen and I released our version in 1977.
Silver bells ringing, see winter time bringing the happiest season of all. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung. With their eyes all aglow, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on the sleigh, and every month see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said
the groove.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that wishes would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Someone thought of that, and someone believed it, and look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing, and what do we think we might see? Someday
Christmas album. It was also popularized by the McGuire sisters. Christmas Alphabet by Buddy Kay and Jules Lohman. Karen loved singing it on our first Christmas special, along with Christy McNichol.
Mm-hmm. Christmas tree. H is for the happiness with all the family. R is for the reindeer prancing by the window pane. I is for the icing on the cake, as sweet as sugar cane. S is for the stockings on the chimney wall. T is for the toys beneath the tree so tall. M is for the mistletoe where everyone is kissed. A is for the angels who make up the Christmas list. Bring you everything in your Christmas alphabet. C is for the candy trimmed around the Christmas tree. H is for the happiness with all the family. R is for the reindeer prancing by the window pane. I is for the icing on the cake, as sweet as sugar cane. Make up the Christmas list. S is for old Santa who makes every kid his pet. Be good and he'll bring you everything in your Christmas alphabet.
Was our choral director when we were at Cal State, UNT Long Beach. And he said they had written this song called Merry Christmas, Darling, in 1946. Of course, it's the year I was born.
I had a girlfriend when I was about 18 years old, and I wrote this song for her because I knew I wasn't going to be seeing her this Christmas. But I wasn't nuts about the tune. The tune kind of embarrassed me.
And he liked the melodies I've been writing to different songs, and would I mind having a look at his lyric and taking a crack at it? And it was just one of those I could look at and see. It started with a verse. Greeting cards have all been sent.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through, but I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. But I can dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing. Days are joyful. There's always something new.
Every day, the logs on the fire fill me
1964, Karen and I were thrilled to be guests on Perry Como's annual Christmas special. For our solo spot, we presented our new single, which was a ballad version I'd put together of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And I performed Carol of the Bells.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice.
Thank you.
Me Laugh was a fun production number that Karen and I performed on a Dorothy Hamill special. We taped it at the Winter Carnival in Quebec, where it was freezing. The special aired on Karen's 27th birthday, March 2nd, 1977.
Make me laugh, make me grin, make me keep the mood that I'm in. Make me laugh, have a try. Make me laugh so hard that I cry. Make me smile,
make me smile,
make me glow,
make me glow,
make me high. I could never stand peace and quiet. Put that laughter back in my diet. So make me laugh, make me laugh.
Make me grin, make me keep the mood that I'm in. Make me laugh, make me shake. Make me laugh so hard that I ache. Make me smile,
make me smile,
make me glow,
make me glow,
make me ha ha ha. I could never stand peace and quiet. Put that laughter back in my diet. So make me laugh, make me laugh, make me.
My family. This is my mom and my dad and my cousin Joni, and that's me. And there's Richard with his little teddy bear Rover. He was a little confused. Oh, and here's a picture of me. Your typical little girl getting what most little girls want for Christmas. It's a machine gun. Oh, and here's Rich. And he has his new airplane. You know, he always loved airplanes. Till he found out about stewardesses.
One of the pieces Karen and I chose for our second Christmas special, Christmas Portrait, was also featured in the album of the same name. And it's the Bach Gounod Ave Maria. There are two very well known. The Schubert, which is Ave Maria. And then, of course, the one that Gounod wrote the melody to over Bach prelude many years after Bach had written it, the Ave. And of the two, and I love them both, that's my favorite. And, well, we chose to do it. It's a bear to sing, I'll tell you. But Karen knocks it out beautifully, and it just gives me, it's a chill factor tune. Always will be.
Maria.
course I do. To be holy like you, little altar boy, oh, let me hear you pray. Little altar boy, I wonder, could you ask our Lord? Ask him, altar boy, to take my sins away. Please let me hear you pray. Lift up your voice and sing a prayer above. Help me rejoice. Much too early in the game. But I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight. It's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose. Out of a thousand invitations you'd receive, but in case I'd stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing? Out of a thousand invitations, you.
the groove.
You probably think you're pretty good at multitasking behind the wheel. I mean, you have to multitask to drive. So what's wrong with checking your phone? The thing is, your brain simply doesn't work. Even a quick look at the message, for quick reply, affects your concentration and makes you less able to react to hazards. If you use a mobile phone while driving, you're 4 times more likely to crash. Think. Put your phone away.
Some things in life can be a bit of a conundrum and seem to be more trouble than they're worth. But listening to digital radio shouldn't be one of them. Let's start with the terminology. DAB, DAB+. What's the difference? And why should I switch from FM? The main thing is that DAB gives you so much more choice. The FM stations you love are also there, but you get so many more that aren't on FM too. And DAB+ is DAB, but more. Even more great stations to listen to. More choice, less of a conundrum. Find out more at getdigitalradio.com. Love radio, go digital.